3CR programs provide information and analysis you won't hear in the mainstream.
Today we'll be looking at the legacy of the US war on Vietnam on Laos.
And as far as corporate capitalism is concerned, it is the worst political and economic system that you can have.
Our laws about jailing refugees and asylum seekers are so well crafted.
Sex is not irrelevant, and we like who we are, but we don't have to be imprisoned by our gender.
Become a subscriber today. Call us on 9419 8377 or visit 3cr.org.au. 3CR, the voice of dissent.
It's 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. My name's Jacob, here with you on Community Radio Station 3CR, and this is a Friday Rave.
Bump, bump, bump. Yes, it's Friday again. And this time it actually is Friday, and I'm coming to you live from the studios of 3CR on Smith Street. Okay, sorry for the mucking around here, folks, but I've just had a little bit of difficulty finding my notes for today because I've just actually got everything on computer today and I had the wrong file. But just bear with me. I'm going to talk to you today about Osmin. The Osmin talks. Yeah, the Osmin talks that happened in Brisbane. That's what I was going to talk to. That's what I was going to talk to you about today, wasn't it? But for some reason, I've lost all my notes on it, so I'm just going to wing it. I'm just going to wing it first. But first of all, folks, before I talk to you about the Osmin talks, I want to say that we're broadcasting on 8:55 a.m. in Melbourne, on 3CR Digital, through all the W's on 3cr.org.au, or through your favourite podcast client. And it's a Friday rave. It's just gone 5 o'clock on Friday.
Hi, everyone. My name's Robbie Thorpe. I'm with 3CR Community Radio. Every year we have a subscription drive. It's a way of supporting our organisation maintain itself through the year, and we rely on the support of the community. One way to do that is to subscribe and become a member. Become part of this organisation itself. Get in contact with 3CR. You can go to the website, 3cr.org.au, or you can ring on 9419 8377. 3CR ensures that our voices, Aboriginal voices, are heard on this radio station. So it's a good way of supporting Aboriginal people as well by becoming a subscriber for 3CR Community Radio.
CR programs provide information and analysis you won't hear in the mainstream.
Today we'll be looking at the legacy of the US war on Vietnam on Laos.
And as far as corporate capitalism is concerned, it is the worst political and economic system that you can have.
Our laws about jailing refugees and asylum seekers are so well crafted.
Sex is not irrelevant, and we like who we are, but we don't have to be imprisoned by our gender.
Become a subscriber today. Call us on 9419 8377 or visit 3cr.org.au. 3CR, the voice of dissent.
Okay, sorry about that, but I just need to have a think about what I'm going to talk about. I am going to talk about the Osmin talks, but first I want to tell you a little story about a conversation I had sitting down to have a whiskey at my favourite bar, the Hard Out, up in Plenty Road in Preston, and yeah, that is a blatant plug. But anyhow, I got into a rave with another punter outside having a smoke who was ecstatic because Donald Trump was finally served his indictment over in the US and may soon be going to prison, I guess. Now, I've no problem with that. I'm obviously no supporter of Trump, but I did have to play the devil's advocate a bit. Well, because it strikes me that while the mainstream left is ecstatic at the idea that Donald Trump has been caught out to be a total liar and a fool to boot, the problem I have is that by the left basically creaming their collective undies over the court case, what they're actually saying to us all is that they believe the system works. And when a total fraud like Trump gets caught out, even if he's a rich guy and former commander-in-chief of the armed forces, justice will out and things will be made all right. This is what being excited by that is about, and it's an absolute and utter crock of bullshit. It's not that Trump was corrupt. Well, he was, but aren't they all? The whole system is corrupt. And when you cheer on justice being done in one very, very small case, what you're actually saying is acknowledging or sort of throwing your support behind the fact that the system works. And it does it, you know. I mean, look at Biden. I don't believe that either AUKUS or in war in the Ukraine would have been possible the way it is under Biden. Don't think it would have been possible under the Trump administration. And when I pointed this out to my interlocutor last night, they responded that because Trump was a fool and couldn't organise a thing and refused to listen to his more experienced people in government. And I think, great, let's have more stupid, stubborn, egotistical assholes in power like Trump who won't just do whatever their Wall Street bankers and their pet doggies in the Pentagon tell them to do. More Trumps and less Bidens, for my money, would make the world, if not the US, granted, a much nicer and safer place for the rest of us. You know, seriously, if Trump had won the last election, we'd have no AUKUS. We'd have no blue dot network taking over infrastructure in the Pacific. We'd have no official US intelligence operative setting up an office in Canberra. We'd have no nuclear subs. We'd have no sovereign missile defence system. And we'd not have completely put our entire Australian Defence Force at the disposal of the US, a bloody A. Hey. But it's not any individual. It's the whole stinking bloody system, my friends. And if an individual plays any role at all, makes any difference at all, it's by not playing by the rules, whatever side they're on. You see, blaming Trump for anything just reinforces the line of the bad apple. It's always, you know, the system works. If it's a good guy like Obama, a good guy like Biden, but not if it's a bad apple like Trump. So get off all this creaming yourself over the fact that Trump is going to get into trouble and realise what it is. The establishment taking someone who wouldn't toe their line. He wasn't towing our line, sure, but there's more than two lines, my friends. Taking someone who wouldn't toe their line and punishing him for it. That's all it is. And anyway, I was back to more local matters. I was reading the Defence Department's press statements, as I always do. Every day there's another half a dozen in my inbox. But I was reading the ones that put out about the four soldiers that died in the Taipan helicopter. Regular listeners would be aware that I was talking about the problems the Taipan's been having for years now on a Friday rave. How they're not fit to purpose. How they're going to kill someone. If you're going to name a helicopter after one of the most venomous snakes in the world, you can't be surprised when it kills someone. And let's face it, Australia has lost a lot more. I think more than twice as many soldiers since the end of the Vietnam War to training than we've lost in battle. And we've lost even more to suicide. But anyway, I was reading the press statements put out about the four soldiers, four separate statements, all put out by the Defence Department and their friends and family. And, you know, apparently one thing that struck me is they were all top blokes, all loving fathers and partners and mates who'd be the first to give you a chop out when you need it. You know, all the nasty stuff we hear about the Australian Armed Forces, from the murders and tortures in Afghanistan and Iraq, to the hazing rituals, rapes, and illegal filming in bases and military colleges right across our country, they're just all bad apples, like Trump. I wonder why it is. I wonder who's responsible for organising troop deployments on behalf of the 80th. They ought to be court-martialed. How do they manage, time and time and time again, to keep all the nasty shit excuses for human beings safe in their barracks and only send off a few of the top blokes to die in dangerous situations? Top bloody blokes, eh? But anyway, this Sunday's Hiroshima Day, 6th of August, marking the 78th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb on the people of Hiroshima. By another top bloke, incidentally, a bloke by the name of Paul Tibbets, who was such a top bloke, in fact, that he even put his mum's name on the nose of his B-29 bomber. I'm sure Enola Gay Tibbets was proud as punch. Maybe not. Maybe she was appalled. Who knows? Tibbets, by the way, wasn't at all remorseful about what he did. He went on to play a leading role in future US atomic tests, like the Bikini Atoll tests off the coast of Australia. Top bloke indeed. But as I said, it wasn't the individual, it's the whole system. So anyway, this Sunday's Hiroshima Day, 6th of August, come along to the State Library at 1 o'clock to commemorate the victims, not just of Hiroshima, but of Nagasaki as well. And say, well, enough's enough. But I mean, look, I was on Uprise Radio here on 3CR this Wednesday and talking to James and Mercedes and talking about the fact that nuclear weapons haven't been used. And I said, bullshit, they have been used. Every time a nuclear power is at war, they are using a nuclear weapon. As I put it on Wednesday night, I said, if I hold a gun to your head and force you to do something you don't want to do, I'm still using the gun, even if I don't pull the trigger. And that's what's happening here. We're seeing the United States, China, Russia, France, Israel, able to get away with what they're getting away with, quite frankly, because if push comes to shove at the end of the day, they've got the bomb. Anyway, on to Osmin. As foreshadowed, the Osmin talks focused on the Pacific. And of course it was all about keeping peace and protecting the rights of smaller nations, and particularly the rights of women, children, minorities. It almost make you proud reading the statements. But the way they're going to do this is by increasing the militarisation of the Pacific exponentially. They're going to save people's lives. They're going to ensure peace by increasing the amount of weapons and soldiers in the region. Now, there are a few big ticket items. They've been actually talking about Talisman Sabre and Osmin a bit on the mainstream media, and I guess it's indicative of what I call the intrusion of the military into popular culture, that we're hearing about things in ways that we didn't. We're getting normalised to the idea of military exercises and troops on our streets and more weapon systems and the rest of it. But a couple of big ticket points I want to raise about what came out of the talks. And the first is the formation of the Combined Intelligence Centre, where US intelligence operatives will work alongside Australian Defence Intelligence operatives. Now, we all know US spies have been operating out of Australia for some time. Look at Pine Gap, just for a start. I mean, Whitlam threatened to out them in November 1975. But, you know, this new combined centre, what do they call it, the Combined Intelligence Centre, while it's officially to work on common areas of concern on military issues in the region, I can't see what they could possibly need beyond what is already afforded them by places like Pine Gap and all the other Five Eyes echelon collecting stations already around the place. Richard Marles refuses to say exactly what the Combined Intelligence Centre will work on, will focus on, but I can tell you what it's not going to do, and that's analysing intelligence from the region. That is already happening. And there's no more room for it. And if it was going to be that, it'd just be an expansion. The only reason they would need a new unit is to undertake work that is not currently officially being undertaken. And that would be working in Australia and collecting intelligence data in Australia on Australians. Anything else will just constitute, as I say, the expansion. And if we're trying to work out what that would be, what kind of information they're after, let's have a look at some of the other shit coming out of Osmin. Like, for example, the collaboration, quote-unquote, the collaboration between Australia's Advanced Strategic Capabilities Accelerator and the US Defence Advanced Research Projects Agency, that's DARPA, including on the synergies for planned capability programs. Now, these are our Dr. Strangeloves, our scientific boffins, working on weapon systems. They're going to be working together, joint collaborative programs. Now, a big part of AUKUS is the collaboration on weapons research, things like nuclear subs and the God and Missile Weapon System, Sovereign God and Missile System, whatever they call it. That, and yet another Osmin point, the US is going to share technology with us to help us develop. Now, here's the sticking point. Here's what's just happened in the US, because there's been a lot of reticence in the US in the past to share technology with Australia because of the risks of the technology and information being leaked to enemies like China. As I said earlier this week, it's Hiroshima Day, and Wednesday, of course, is Nagasaki. And a lot of you may already have seen the film about Oppenheimer. I haven't had a chance yet, but probably will. And I mention this because a big part of the development of the atomic bomb, the Manhattan Project, was its unprecedented use of spies on its own workforce. About 250,000 people. 250,000 people worked on the Manhattan Project. You know, it wasn't just scientists, there were drivers, toolmakers, cleaners, all kinds of things. And it's estimated that about 8% of them, 8% of the total workforce, were government spies, keeping tabs on the other workers, making sure that they were saying nothing that could give away even the fact that a secret weapon was being developed. You know, most of the workers had no idea what they were working on anyway. If someone was witnessed saying too much to a mate, or it was suspected their families knew they were working on a secret project, they were imprisoned. Now, I'm not saying it's going to go immediately to that here, but the US has finally passed laws allowing for technology exchange on weapons research with and in Australia. This is unprecedented. It has not happened before, not just with Australia. The only other time it's happened is with the United Kingdom for nuclear submarines. The breadth, the extent of their technology sharing. You know, submarine bases are going to be built in Australia that'll be used as US bases. Expansion of air bases in the north has taken place at a great pace, even as we speak, to facilitate the hosting of US Air Force and their weapons and weapons systems. I think it would be inconceivable that the US would not be doing something to ensure that this increased access to and in Australia of US-based military technology secrets. I've no doubt they'd be doing whatever they can to make sure they stay safe. And not just, you know, stuff on the ground, the troops, but the type of research that is and will increasingly be taking place in our universities need to be safeguarded from hostile spies. We find that the US has finally dropped their concerns about technology transfers not being possible because they're afraid that the Australian security system is not strong enough or tight enough to keep tabs on the technology, and we find in the same document that they will now share this technology, and the second point, that they're going to open a combined intelligence new centre based out of Canberra but working all around Australia. You're going to need to put one and one together. Now, this wouldn't be just paranoia on behalf of the US. Of course, rival weapons manufacturing nations and rival companies in the US as well will be doing whatever they can to gain access to the latest technologies. They'd be stupid and working outside the basic tenets of capitalism not to try to get hold of these technologies. So it'd be a safe bet to assume that the new Combined Intelligence Center would be primarily engaged in safeguarding the technologies in implementing the whole AUKUS project. And again, AUKUS project is more than submarines. Let me read you something. I've got the website open, if not my notes. They reaffirmed their commitment to deliver the ambitious trajectory of enhanced force posture cooperation across land, maritime and air domains, as well as the combined logistics, sustenance and maintenance enterprise. They declared enhanced space cooperation as a new force posture initiative. Okay. Enhanced space cooperation as a new force posture initiative to enable closer cooperation in this critical operational domain. They also announced their intent to increase space integration in existing operations and exercises. Enhanced space cooperation, because as regular listeners would know, space is fundamental. You know, the AUKUS project is really just a division of Global Capital's ongoing hegemonic project to increase the flow of resources from the poor to the rich, after all. And a lot of that depends on trade, and trade is undertaken by satellite-based communications, which requires speed and security. As I pointed out in a previous rave, the speed with which trades are made mean that whoever has the fastest comm system have the best potential to capitalise on world events, whether they be social events or disasters or climatic, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes. If you can buy and sell shit a nanosecond faster than the competitor, that's going to give you the edge, and that needs space technologies. Anyway, it has been from day one. So let's go to, because I'm running out of time here, in short, what Osmin delivered to us. First of all, they confirmed the facilitated technology transfers from US to Australian manufacturing and educational sectors. They spoke about the expansion of Australian bases to facilitate co-use by the US military. In other words, built to their specs. And new bases in Australia. They're talking about new bases that the US will use in Australia. They've talked about increased US presence in Australia, including fighter planes and bombers and their weapons and their equipment, surface warships, submarines and troops and all their weapons and weapon systems and equipment. What else? They gave us a green light. The US gave us a green light to work closer militarily with Japan. They've talked about a very, very close working relationship in the area of space research. And, of course, you need Australia. The US needs Australia for space research. They need something which is, you know, opposite a line equidistant between Europe and the United States, preferably in the Southern Hemisphere. That's us or Indonesia. It's got to be us. They need us for launches. And they talked about an increased cooperation in combating cyber terrorism and cybercrime. But anyway, in each and every one of these points, the USA takes a lead role on what Australia may or may not do. This is what's meant by a partnership. So this last Osmin talks with a third, well, the second, but the first Osmin talks took place at the same time as AUKUS was announced. And 2 years ago, that announcement set the framework. Last year's Osmin flagged all the possibilities, and this year's Osmin locked it all in. And we are now not just a de facto, but an actual vassal state of the US military. I'm not exaggerating here. Our military is nothing more than an extension of the US military from this weekend forward. Anyway, that's about all I've got time, ma'am. I can't. Someone said to me the other day, you came on air and you didn't mention the coup in Niger. Okay, so I didn't mention the coup in Niger. You would have heard by now that the coup happened in Niger. Now, I don't know who's behind it. it sounds like the Wagner Group are supporting it. Other people, the African nations, are saying they're not supporting it, except for the Central African Republic. I think Mali and Burkina Faso are saying they support the coup. What we do know, or I'll tell you, I've been talking to you about a long time about both Russia and the United States doing military operations in the Sahel. And I've told you, I told you in March that there was going to be a coup. I said it was going to be Niger, Central African Republic, or Mali. No, not Mali, Burkina Faso. I think I said Burkina Faso, Niger, or the CR in that order. But anyway, it's happened. And let's remind listeners that since 2005, the United States, AFRICOM, have been operating a thing they call Operation Flintlock. It's a training exercise. Older listeners may remember the School of the Americas. This is happening also in Africa. And since 2005, US-trained African military officers have played significant roles in no fewer than 8 successful and 2 unsuccessful coups. So I need more information before I can tell you exactly who's behind what. That's all I've got time for. I can see my friends from Slacker Radio waiting outside the studio door, eager to get in, so I'll rave at you more next week. 3CR 855 on your AM dial or 3cr.org.au.
Like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, 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 watermelon sugar high.
Welcome back to 3CR Community Radio. That's 855 AM on your dial. 3cr.org.au is our website you can go to. You're listening to Slacker Radio, a special memorial episode for our dearly departed friend, Brooklyn Casper Ferry. At the top of the block there, we heard one of my picks, my only pick this week. It was Teenage Riot from Sonic Youth. And following up there, we had a pick from Slug, who many of us will know, with Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles, which is, I think, a delightful pick.
That was really lovely.
Yeah. I was having a little sad moment there while during my song, and then Harry Styles came on and I was...
a little bit of a sway.
Yeah. Slug has a message that they'd like read out, which is just simply, I love you so, so much. And I think we can all relate to that at the moment. Mm. It's been a lot getting these messages from people in my email. I kind of sent my contact details around and they've been passed around to people who I've never met and who've known Casper in different ways than I have. And yeah, it's been actually quite delightful over the last few days getting some really lovely messages coming in and just demonstrating how loved every single one of Casper's friends felt. But also, yeah, how much love they had for Casper. And I think that's emblematic in one of their tags. If you're hanging around Footscray and you see a tag that says, I love my buds, that's Casper. And they did that, love their buds. One of Casper's friends, Cappy, has sent through a little poem, which I'm going to play now. And yeah, we've got some more from them too.
Yesterday, I sat by Maiwa and for the first time saw it alive as a being in itself, a creature so big and beautiful. Yesterday, you left us to join the energy all around, the life that lives in that river.
That's quite beautiful. I really thank you so much for sending that in, Cappy. And I really loved that it sounded like you were recording it somewhere near the river. I love to hear those beautiful sounds of the greatest city on earth, Brisbane, Australia. shout out, Brisbane. Cappy's also got a message here. My dearest Brooklyn Casper Ferry, thank you for being my friend. You're always so generous and caring. I love you with all my heart, Cappy. They've got a song request. It's by an obscure artist named Paris Hilton. And this one's called Stars Are Blind.
Die. If you or someone you care for is struggling with a mental illness or other disability and you need someone to talk to, you can call the Wellways Helpline Wellways Helpline is a volunteer support and referral service that provides information to people experiencing mental health issues or other disabilities, as well as their family, friends, and carers. We're here to talk if you are feeling socially isolated, seeking information about mental health or mental health services, or just need someone to talk to. As a peer-based service, everyone working at Wellways Helpline has a lived experience of mental health issues or disability. Wellways Helpline is a national service and operates Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., excluding public holidays. So if you're struggling yourself or are struggling to help someone else, please call Wellways Helpline on 1300 111 500. That's 1300 111 500. Wellways supports 3CR.
Welcome back to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au online. Just before the break there, we heard from Daniel Johnston with Some Things Last a Long Time, which was a request from Zoe, who said that they have, how did they put it, a lot of beautiful memories with Casper and that track. So thanks for sending that in, Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe.
Yeah, a real tearjerker, that track. And yeah, before that, we had Paris Hilton. Keeping on with the classic alienating, eclectic music style of Slacker Radio.
Yeah, Some Things Don't Change.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you so much for sending that through. We're just going to keep charging through with these messages because we've got so much. But this one's from Coco, and this has been my favorite one so far. They say, I met Casper when I was 14 and they were 15. When I met them, they were obsessed with David Bowie and most days came to school with a sparkly lightning bolt drawn over their eye. Everyone at our school thought they were a fucking freak, and they were. They were the coolest person I'd ever seen in my life. Me and Casper got bullied so badly coming out in year 9 together, but we always looked after each other. They were my first love, and we were best friends and practically inseparable for so many years. If I could say something to them now, it would be this. My dearest Casper, thank you, deeply, for every moment, every crystal, every cooked tattoo, every message, every call. Every moment with you was a treasure, and I wouldn't give any of it up for the world. The love we shared formed me. I hope that you feel the depth of love from everyone, from every corner, and I'm so sorry for all the times that love and humanity wasn't shown to you. I would give anything to hold your hand right now. Sleep peacefully, Buggy. Thanks, Coco.
Coco, holy shit. Wow. Thank you.
They've requested David Bowie with Heroes, so let's listen to that.
Just for one day.